This is GQDN for Thursday, August 28th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By SwiftEnergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. Find the one called Questworthy. It's there. Just search for it. It's good. And when you get to the checkout line, put in the promo code Quest. You get 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we got a couple things on sale. Yes, we do. How did Team Liquid do on the esports scene? And we talk a little bit of Battlefield 6. But today we begin with layoffs. Again, Pure Xbox did say that after the Perfect Dark cancellation, Crystal Dynamics suffers more layoffs. And they are. Because they did put a post up on LinkedIn this week. And they said that they were, quote, evolving business conditions, end quote. Which is why they had a difficult decision to part ways with the team members. And the team did insist that they are working on the most prized project, Tomb Raider, because that will remain there. So here's what they said, quote, today we made a very difficult decision to part ways with a number of our talented colleagues as a result of evolving business conditions. This decision was not made lightly. It was necessary, however, to ensure the long-term health of our studio and core creative priorities in a continually shifting market. To those impacted, we recognize and thank you for your hard work, talent, and passion. We are committed to offering a full extent of support and resources for our at our disposal during this transition. To our teams, players, and partners, thank you for your continued support as we build a creative, sustainable, and resilient tomorrow together. This includes the future of Tomb Raider, which remains unaffected by this decision, end quote. Now, the article does not give the number of the people that were being laid off, but once again, there's quite a few layoffs that's going on right now at Crystal Dynamics. That's an Xbox company, but this one isn't. According to Eurogamer, Metal Gear Solid Delta Snake Eater will have a new patch coming. So, the remake launches today. So if you're playing the game, have fun with it. It does look good. But some of the reviews did note that there are some performance issues with the PlayStation 5 Pro version of the game, and Digital Foundry did note some of the issues with the console's PSSR upscaling, even though it's a beautiful game. So Konami got up on X and said, quote, notice, Metal Gear Solid Snake Eater issues. We've received reports of several issues and are preparing a patch to address them. We'll share an update as soon as it's ready. Thank you for your patience and support. But they did provide a link, and they did have some bullet points, such as performing an additional survival knife attack after completing a series of consecutive attacks to secure food may cause the game to crash under certain conditions. These are the issues. Removing the crocodile cap from the survival viewer while it's equipped may cause the game to crash under certain conditions. Collecting food when a hungry crocodile is nearby may cause the game to crash under certain conditions. Transitioning from a roll into a crawl may result in the character model floating in midair under certain conditions. In areas where the camera switches to instruction view, character movement may become restricted under certain conditions. Opening the radio window under certain conditions may cause the game to crash. Those are the issues that they know of. So, if they are beginning to fix those issues, and if we see it, we'll let you know. But that doesn't really suck, does it? Okay, Eurogamer again, because they said that the Battlefield 6 technical director was bummed out because of the secure boot requirement, and they believe that the anti-cheat cat-and-mouse game will never end. So, who was talking about that. Well, that was the technical director, Christian Bull, because Battlefield 6 still has some cheaters running around and ruining things for other players. And they were trying to find out more on why Battlefield 6 Javelin anti-cheat was successful in the eyes of EA. That's a quote from the site. So Eurogamer did sit down and talk to Christian Bull, and he said, quote, "We were pretty happy with how the anti-cheat performed. Obviously, I'll say we can never be perfect. Anti-cheat is always a cat and mouse game where we are consistently going back and forth and keeping on top of what the cheaters are doing. But from the beginning, this was something we put a highly priority on. So when we launched this game, we have a really strong anti-cheat program in place," end quote. Now, this cheat system also had a pretty massive investment. And the EA anti-cheat team built it with the Javelin anti-cheat team, also with the Battlefield 6 anti-cheat team, because they were focusing on EA's technology while they are monitoring on the responsibilities that you would expect from the anti-cheat team. But enabling the secure boot on the PC did lead to a lot of people turning away from the PC beta, and Bull didn't like that. Further quote, "The fact is, I wish we didn't have to do things like secure boot. It does prevent some players from playing the game. Some people's PC can't handle it and they can't play. That really sucks. I wish everyone could play the game with low friction and not to have these sort of things. Unfortunately, these are some of the strongest tools in our toolbox to stop cheating. Again, nothing makes cheating impossible, but enabling secure boot and having kernel level access makes it much harder to cheat and so much easier for us to find and stop cheating," end quote. But they did ask the question, does the cat and mouse game ever end? Further quote, "The short answer is it never ends. We expect our anti-cheat team will continue working on technology, and if at some point there's a new technological requirement that we'll have to add that's critical to securing the fairness of the game, we'll do that, or we'll certainly evaluate that. Anti-cheat never ends. It's a constant cat and mouse game. We're never going to win. Hopefully, they're never going to win. But in the end, we want to be as safe and secure as possible," end quote. Well, you want to talk about safe and secure? PlayStation Lifestyle took a look ahead, and we're going to Rumorville, because we're talking about PlayStation 6 again. But this time, they were talking about the handheld. And what they're thinking is that it might take some lessons from the Nintendo Switch, at least on the handheld mode. And that is because, apparently, the dock mode was supporting 1.65 gigahertz. Well, that came from the YouTuber Moore's Law is Dead, and that's a leaker, who did get up on the YouTube and tried to prove that within the PlayStation specs leaks, that the PlayStation 6 handheld would support 1.20 gigahertz in the handheld mode. But like I said, 1.65 gigahertz in dock mode. The 16CU's RDNA5 GPU. So could that be a thing? We'll see. Because the handheld, what they're thinking, as of right now, could cost between $400 and $500. And that would be based on the specs that has been reported so far. That's Rumorville. But, okay, what if you play Judas? Well, GamingBolt.com did say that the Judas director does promise more frequent updates. And that comes from Ghost Story Games, because they wanted to provide an update for Judas, which is the new sci-fi shooter, with the director Ken Levine, and he got up on the PlayStation blog. So here's what he said up on the blog. I'll try to keep this short. Quote, We know. We've been silent for a while. It takes a lot of time and energy to make marketing materials like trailers, and we're trying to focus on all of our efforts on finishing Judas. But we also miss the days having more direct relationship with you, the gamers, so we thought, why not start releasing some devlogs? Through these, we hope to communicate more frequently, update with new details of what we are working on without spoiling too much what Judas has in store. The goal is to keep this pretty lo-fi, many more frequent updates than before, but not necessarily always with fancy trailers, super polished final imaginary imagery. Words are hard. Sorry. Andy did say that there would be a future update, Villainy. And Villainy will be a central feature of Judas. They'll also be focusing on the character and have some new key art. And they'll be using the Nemesis system from Middle Earth's Shadow of Mordor to help with all that. Now, Judas is in development for Xbox Series X and S, PC, and PlayStation 5. There is no release date yet, but when it comes out, and it looks like that it will, we'll let you know. Oh, Liquid, what did you do? We're going to the esports corner, and they got eliminated by G2. And that was in the Blast Open in London, where G2 got a 2-0 victory against Liquid. And Liquid is now looking at the elimination because of their performance. Heavy God was doing really good on the train rating, 1.74, but Malbabs MD was at the top of the scoreboard with a 2.53 rating. And Liquid tried to keep up, but in the end, they couldn't. In fact, Nerds was the only one that got a plus one on Team Liquid. Everybody else got a negative. Oh well, we'll see how they do when it comes to elimination time. And you know, when they're doing that stuff, they're using monitors. Right now, according to PC Games N, you could save $130 on a 1440p, 165Hz Samsung curved gaming monitor. But it won't be on sale there for long. It's a Samsung Odyssey G55C, and it's up on Amazon right now for $219. That's the 32-inch, and if you want it, it's pretty good. The 27-inch is also on sale too, for the same price. But if you want it, you might want to look at getting the 32-inch one. That's if you need a monitor. But if you're looking to get a gaming laptop, The Verge did say that there's one MSI Katana that's now $1,100 at Walmart, but that would include Battlefield 6. So if you want it, it's there at Walmart, and it's on sale, and it would include Battlefield 6. Now, the one that we're looking at is the MSI Katana 2025. We're looking this up there at Walmart, and yeah, you can get Battlefield 6 with it. Oh boy. That's a good one. We try to be good too. Yes, we do. This has been a Dawn Forge production. 2025, all rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some games, people.